You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
If we ever needed proof that men are way more full of themselves than women, it's this stat that says 40% of people think we could hold our own in at least one Olympic event. But when you break it down by gender, it's 60% of men think that compared to only 22% of women.
Yeah, you know, we'd give it a shot. Yeah.
And the funny thing is, the women, as we will report in the morning report in about 30 minutes, the women are tearing it up at the Olympics, doing way better than the guys. And yet we still are all full of ourselves.
Oh. Doesn't look that difficult.
Is there any Olympic sport that you think you could do well in?
I actually pulled up the whole list of the Summer Olympic sports right now, and I'm kind of scrolling through them. Wrestling, no. Volleyball, no. Water polo? Yeah, doesn't look that difficult. The track cycling? Rowing all day long, no problem.
Well, let me tell you the one I thought when I first saw it. I saw that a guy from Poland won the gold medal in walking, and I was like, wait a minute. As you know, Jeremy, I'm a walking fanatic.
Yeah.
It's called race walking. I was like, wait a minute, that might be something I could pull off. Well, I pulled up video of it, of some of the 50-kilometer race walking. That's 31 miles, by the way. And I watched for a little while. I go, no.
No? Is it that weird, like, speed walking? Like, you got to really...
Total, it's race walking. Yeah, like, and they've got this wiggle that they do.
Yeah, yeah.
You ought to look at the video.
Mall walkers do that wiggle.
Yeah, it's quite the wiggle. And then I looked up the rules. Competitors must keep at least 1 foot in contact with the ground. Violation of that rule is known as lifting. And walkers must also keep their advanced leg straight as their trailing leg moves past it.
What a weird
competition. So it's this whole stance. I will tell you this.
What a weird thing.
Every one of those guys is in super good shape.
Well, yeah, I mean, if you're moving that much, but it's just funny.
It's funny to watch.
I meddled in walking, really? Yeah. I meddled in breathing.
They have all these judges that go alongside of them holding up these little colored paddles. So if you break one of those rules, like if you have both feet off the ground at once or if you don't have the front leg straight, they hold up this paddle and then they point it right at you like they shame you in front of the world.
They got a good eye then to see all that.
Number 702 right there. 702. They're cheating.
His leg wasn't straight.
They really shame the hell out of you with that. So
what a weird event.
I've changed my mind. I shall not be doing any
race walking.
All right,
don't do it.
Anytime.
Switch to fencing.
What would you call, like, if you have a daughter-in-law like I do, her dad, what is his relation to you? Your
daughter-in-law.
Her dad.
Her dad.
So I'm the dad of the groom. He's the dad of the bride. Do we have a relation?
I don't know.
Kind of an in-law?
Kind of.
He was an Olympic champion in fencing and something else.
He wore the little face mask so you don't get poked in the eye and stuff.
He was badass,
That's
man.
Intense
he,
stuff.
He
yeah.
was a world champion in fencing.
That's pretty cool.
That's pretty intimidating.
That's really neat.
You know, when you're going into that family.
Yeah,
he won a bronze medal at one point in, not the decathlon, what the pentathlon, I think.
Huh.
Don't mess with that guy.
Yeah, man.
Don't ever mess with that guy. What else is going on in your world? Anything interesting?
Had a nice little Thursday yesterday. You know, a couple weeks ago, I was talking about how I found all those gift cards. I found like a stack of gift cards. I found more gift cards going through a junk drawer from 3 Christmases ago. Both the kiddos got a $15 gift card to Barnes & Noble. So I was like, we got to spend these. Today's the day. So I took the kids over to the bookstore yesterday, and we wandered around there for a while and let them spend those, which was just kind of cute to see them wandering around a bookstore, and they
That's
were so
fun.
Happy. And Reed picked up one of my favorites from my childhood, the book called The Indian in the Cupboard, where the kid gets to the little Indian action figure for his birthday, and he puts it in a cupboard, and every time he closes it and locks it, the little Indian comes alive. And I was like, buddy, you got to get that book. That's one of my favorites from growing up. So he got that, and then Lila got a bunch of unicorn books because she's into all that, but who isn't, really? And then I started my another house project.
Wait, side note, we should point out, Jeremy's book for kids is doing quite well. So if you haven't checked it out yet, if you've got kids who are between 4 and 8 years old, I think, roughly.
Yeah, right around in there.
Check out Sneaky Snacks by Jeremy Padgett. It's skyrocketing in Amazon.
The reviews have all been 5 stars, so I was very humbled by that. People really like it, so thanks for the plug.
They should.
It's a cute little book. And then I started a new project yesterday, buddy. I'm ripping out the backsplash in the kitchen. Because Nick Nack wants a new backsplash, so guess what I'm doing? Tearing out tile.
I finished the backyard,
so now we're working on the kitchen a little bit. And as I'm peeling the tile off yesterday, I'm finding holes in the drywall behind the tile. So somebody did a half-you-know-what job.
Mm.
So I'm reading all these articles and watching YouTube videos to see if I can tile over tile. And apparently it's a thing. You can do it. If it's a sound wall, everything's level, everything's flat, you can actually tile over existing tile, which is what I might be doing with our backsplash.
That sounds wrong to me.
I know, so I might attempt it and then just, fingers crossed, hope it doesn't all come falling down. Just a lot of glue, you know? Nobody will know. So I'm going to try
How long is that project going to take?
Probably a few days. Yeah.